Hey everyone, I'm Bob, editor of Plugged In Magazine. I'm your host for this June 13th, 2007 special edition. Due to listener demand, we're giving away a lot more free episodes on the podcast, and we'll be doing that all summer long. Today's show is the Odyssey fan favorite, Hidden in My Heart. It aired for the first time in 1995 and is part of the new Platinum Collection, which celebrates Odyssey's 20th anniversary. It's a really fun show. And be sure to stick around afterward. I'll be back to chat with Marshall Younger, who wrote and directed Hidden in My Heart. So let's get on with it. Roll the show, guys.
Hi, this is Chris. We're just about to have a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? And get ready, because you never know what'll happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
It's David Hornsby,
the Love People.
Laffy the Wonder Dog.
This is no princess.
Good thinking, Captain.
I'm being tempted.
Captain.
Princess.
You're beaming, Captain.
Scotty.
It's Star Trip.
You're listening to Kids Radio. Stay tuned for Rescue 119.
There are many kinds of emergencies. Some of them life or death. Some of them emotional. Some of them spiritual. It is in the spiritual emergencies where we find ourselves having no recourse but to rely on Scripture. Psalm 119:11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. But for those who have neglected this Scripture, there is the Psalm 119 operator. The following story involves a person who had one such spiritual emergency. I'm William Shattered, and this is Rescue 119. On June 4th, 1994, a boy named David Hornsby was sitting at the dining room table eating his supper. Little did he know that what was about to come to his door would spoil his appetite for hours.
Coming!
Hi there. I'm Candy Jakes, and this is my friend, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
That's great. And your name is?
David Hornsby.
Well, David, may I call you David?
Sure.
I was wondering if you would have a few moments today to talk with us about love.
Love?
That's right. Do you feel loved, David?
I guess.
That's great. May I ask by whom?
You mean, who loves me?
Yes.
Well, my mom and dad.
Your mom and dad. That's great.
Fantastic.
It's so wonderful to see real family love. Feels good to be loved, doesn't it, David?
Sure.
Of course it does. But let me ask you something, David. How would you feel about having 15,000 mothers and fathers to love you?
Well, would I get a $15,000 allowance?
You are such a delightful child,
yes,
David.
Yes, a delightful, beautiful child. But back to my question, David. How would it feel to be loved like that?
Nice, I guess.
Oh, more than nice, David. That would be heaven.
Heaven.
Don't you think? Let me get to the point. Catherine and myself are members of a group called Simply the Love People. We want you to be part of our family.
Yes.
David listened to what the Love People had to say for over an hour and was impressed by their kind words. We spoke with David.
They were incredibly nice people. And the best part about it was, they really seemed to like me.
You know, David, I like you. Don't you like him, Catherine?
Oh, he's very likable.
There's nothing not to like. So you know what? We don't usually do this, but I want you to become a member of our group right now.
Really?
Yes, I don't see why not.
Why not?
How about it, David? Would you like to join us?
Well,
come on, David. Put a little love in your heart.
I guess I can.
Wonderful.
Yes!
You've made a very wise decision.
You are a very wise man, David.
Thanks. So, what do I do now?
We have to go through the ceremony. Would you like to do that now?
The ceremony?
Candy and Catherine left the house and came back in 3 minutes with a few unconventional items.
I started to get a little worried, but I wanted to hang in there because I really like these people. And I didn't think they'd steer me wrong.
Okay, just put this on your head.
What is it?
It's a football helmet.
It smells.
It has to be covered with Worcestershire sauce. It's just one of the rules.
Oh.
Now put this on, too.
What is this?
The plaid suit of interconnecting love.
It's too big.
Don't you want a good connection?
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, put your right hand up in the air.
All right.
And put your left hand on top of this blender.
Okay.
Good. Now, I will make several statements. You must reply by saying, I will.
I will.
I, David Brent Hornsby, do swear to uphold the laws of the love people.
Love people.
I will. Wait, laws?
I will take advantage of every opportunity to love people.
I will.
I will proudly apply a Honk If You Love People bumper sticker to my car.
I will. As soon as I get a driver's license.
Oh, yes. I will forever buy all major kitchen appliances from Bilco Incorporated, a charter benefactor of the love people.
I will. But wait a minute.
Every Saturday, I will kneel before the statue of our founder. Mr. Edward Coolidge, and I will say...
What?
I said, every Saturday, I will...
Wait. I'm not kneeling before any statue.
Why not?
Why not?
I can't.
But you can't be a love person if you won't kneel.
You're asking me to, like, worship him.
David, he is our founder. We want to show that we respect him.
Right. And besides, I wouldn't say you're exactly worshiping. You're just kneeling to,
Worship. And I'm not supposed to do that.
Who said?
Well, God.
God said that? Where?
In the Bible.
Well, please show it to us. David, we believe in the Bible. But I think you're mistaken.
I know it's in there.
Well, please show us then. Here, I have a Bible.
I know it's...
David looked frantically through the Bible, but he couldn't find what he was looking for.
I was in a real bind. I knew it was in there somewhere. I just couldn't find it. Then I remembered. My Psalm 119 operator.
David asked to be excused, then went to the kitchen to use his phone. He quickly dialed 119. Taking his call was operator Elizabeth Darrow.
119, what is your emergency?
You've got to help me. I've got these people
okay.
in my living room.
All right, slow down. Slow down. Now breathe. All right, tell me the situation.
There's these people in the other room. They're trying to get me into this weird religion or something.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. Go get a pad of paper and something to write with.
Just a second.
Wait. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yeah.
Take the phone with you.
All right, I'm going.
Now tell me what they've told you.
They want me to worship the statue.
Statue? Wait right there.
The operator scrambled to find a concordance and cross-reference the words kneel and statue. Finally, success.
I got it. It was under worship.
What is it?
2 Kings 17:35. He commanded them. Do not worship other gods. Do not bow down to them or serve them.
Perfect. Thanks.
David ran back in to confront the love people with his verse.
Right there. 2 Kings 17:35. Do not worship other gods. Do not bow down before them or serve them.
Well, you know, that's not exactly what this verse is saying. You have to take the context. This translation is...
I think what Candy's trying to say is that God was talking about something else. This is really just, you know, a suggestion.
Right. The custom of
the love people left David's house feeling dejected and defeated. They never returned.
I owe a lot to my 119 operator. I never could have done it without her. It's good to know there's somebody out there who can help in an emergency.
I'm just happy to be here, doing my part to keep people out of harm's way.
A comforting thought when I was panicking in the kitchen was that the person on the other end of this line really cares. She cares.
Thousands of people like David are assisted every day by their local 119 operators. They're standing by for you as well. Whenever you find yourself in a spiritual emergency, remember, rescue 119.
Tuesday nights at 7 on Kids Radio, get the whole family together for the heartwarming adventures of Laffy the Wonder Dog.
Hey, Timmy, what are you doing?
Look in that store. My little brother wanted some candy, and I told him he should just go steal it. He's in there now.
You really think you should have told him that?
Why not?
Wait, look. Laffy wants to tell you something.
What's that in his mouth?
It's a Bible.
He's flipping through it.
Look, Timmy, he's pointing to a verse.
Let me see. Matthew 18:6. If one of these little children believes in me, and someone causes that child to sin, then it will be very bad for that person. It would be better for him to have a large stone tied around his neck and be drowned in the sea. Ooh.
Think you got your answer, Timmy.
Yeah. Thanks, Laffy. I better go get my brother.
It's nonstop action, adventure, and suspense as Timmy gets into moral dilemma after moral dilemma.
Don't fight him, Timmy. He's just a bully.
I have to, Shirley.
Come on, wimp. Let's get on with it.
Okay.
Wait, it's Laffy coming over the hill, and he's got a Bible with him.
Hold on, Matt. I'll fight you in a second. But I have to see what Laffy wants.
He's pointing to Matthew 5:39. Don't stand up against an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, then turn and let him slap the other cheek, too.
What does it mean?
Timmy, don't you see? Laffy's trying to tell you that you shouldn't do this. You should love your enemies and not fight with them.
Wow, I never thought of that. I can't fight you, Matt.
Laffy the Wonder Dog, the dog with a collar around his neck and a pocket New Testament in his mouth.
I think I'd like to know more about being a Christian, Timmy. Can you help me?
Sure, Matt. Here, let me get my Bible. Shirley, do you remember any good verses?
No, not really.
I think it's in here somewhere. Wait, here's Laffy. Here, boy, here's a Bible.
Look, Timmy, look at Laffy. Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23. He's outlining the Roman road. He's helping you witness to him.
Join Timmy, Laffy, and the rest of the gang for wholesome fun every Tuesday at 7 right here on Kids Radio.
Space, one of the last places to be explored. These are the voyages of the starship Aerobisize on a 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life with new spin-off series, to saturate the market with action figures and plastic pointy ears.
It's Star Trip, starring William Shatner.
Captain's log, stardate 1469.3. The evil ding-dongs have just kidnapped the beautiful yet independently wealthy princess of Tibia. They're currently holding her prisoner on their home base planet of Ulna. Our mission? To rescue the princess and get out alive. Not necessarily in that order. Zuzu, what's our position?
We're pretty close, sir.
And what's our present speed?
Really fast.
Arrival time?
Not too long.
Excellent. I want you to park right outside the planet's atmosphere. I'm going to beam down. Call Croc and one expendable crewman and have them meet me at the beam down thingy.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Croc, thanks for meeting me.
You're welcome, Captain.
I want you and one expendable crewman to come with me to Ulna. We have to rescue the princess from the evil ding-dongs.
A word of caution, Captain.
Caution?
The ding-dongs have but one weapon. Deception.
Deception?
They can turn themselves into any kind of being.
Any?
People, animals, snack cakes.
Snack cakes?
Anything. They act like they're somebody or something else, and then they use temptation and deception to make you do something you shouldn't do.
Hmm.
Then when you're vulnerable, they destroy you.
What do you suggest?
I suggest we take along our temptation detectors and our scripture phasers.
Very well. Let's go. Where's the expendable crewman?
Right here, Captain.
Excellent. Follow us. Scotty, beam us down.
Aye, aye, Captain. Ready?
Yes.
You're beaming, Captain.
Oh, no. I lost my hand. I lost my hand. There it is. I gotta get that thing fixed. Where are we?
It appears we've landed right outside the Ding Dong Fortress.
Nice beaming, Scotty. Let's go in. Ooh! Door's locked. Should we try to break it down?
My personal preference is to avoid hurtling my body into anything made out of wrought iron.
I've been working out. Maybe I can break it down.
Never mind. I'll shoot the lock.
No guards. How illogical of them.
Let's go. Croc, you and I should start checking the rooms. Expendable crewman, why don't you go storm their headquarters or something?
Why?
Because you're the expendable crewman. Your job is to make a critical mistake of some kind and then get captured.
Ooh, it is?
Yes. Now get going.
All right.
Get out of here, will you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Okay, let's try this door. Ooh. Princess.
Captain, you're here. I'm so happy.
That was curiously easy.
We're parked right outside, Princess.
Wait!
Wait.
These people have treated me terribly, and I can't leave without getting back at them.
What do you want to do?
Let's steal some towels.
Towels?
Yeah. There's some in here. It'll only take a second.
It would be satisfying to get revenge. They've certainly caused us a lot of trouble over the years.
Yes, I suppose it would.
Here are the towels.
Nice.
Aren't they? You know, maybe you should take some washcloths for yourself.
I think I will. Where are they?
They're in the bathroom.
Back here? Wait. What's that?
It's your temptation detector, Captain.
My temptation detector? But that means I'm being tempted!
To steal to get revenge, I believe.
Wait a minute. This is no princess. This is a ding-dong taking the form of a princess!
What?
Ready, scripture phasers! Fire!
Exodus 20:15. You must not steal.
I'll get you, Jeffy.
It's a ding-dong.
Good thinking, Captain.
Stealing. I should have known. We'll have to be on the alert for that.
Yes, but you do know what this means.
What?
They know we're here.
Right. Let's be careful. Open the door. We'll split up. You go down that hall. I'll go down this one.
Yes, Captain.
I'll meet you at the outside door.
Yes, Captain.
If I were a ding-dong, where would I hide a princess?
Warning! Intruders in South Hall. Intruders.
Here they come. This looks like a good hiding place.
Captain!
Princess!
I'm so glad you're here. They've treated me so badly.
There's nothing to worry about. You're with me now, Princess. Let's go. We have to find Croc and then head back to the ship.
Croc? Are you sure you want to go after him?
Yes. He should be down the South Hall.
But if you both show up back at the ship with me, won't he get some of the credit for saving me?
What do you mean?
Whereas, if you saved me alone, you would get all the credit. Everyone would think you single-handedly rescued me.
You may have a point.
Imagine the glory you'd get.
You're right. They'd probably promote me to Admiral, too.
I'm sure they would.
Okay, we won't go after Croc. Let's just... Wait a minute. My temptation detector!
Oh, I'm sure it's just a malfunction or something.
You're a ding-dong!
No!
Take this, ding-dong!
Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction.
I've got to find Croc. Croc, come on, where are you?
Captain, I found the princess.
Where?
In here.
Princess.
Captain, I'm so glad to see you.
Are you really?
Yes. Now let me grab my jacket and then we can go.
My temptation detector. Another ding-dong. Ready, phasers, Croc. Fire!
Ossifier 14-9, thou shalt not grab jackets.
What are you guys doing?
It had no effect on her.
Thou shalt not grab jackets. I'm not familiar with that verse.
Maybe it's one of those new translations. Try again.
Jedediah Jones 4-6, those who grab jackets must surely die.
No effect again. How strange.
Indeed. Though it is debatable what would be so sinful about grabbing jackets.
Good point. Wait a minute. This is no scripture phaser. It's a ding-dong taking the form of a scripture phaser. Throw them away, Croc! Let's get out of here. Ooh. Open that door.
Hurry!
It's a ding-dong guard! Run!
Hurry!
Oh no, dead end!
We appear to be trapped.
Look, there's more ding-dongs coming!
They're surrounding us!
We're gonna die!
You cannot escape! Surrender your ship or die!
You... got it. The ship is yours. I'll write up the papers.
Captain!
You won't get off that easy, Captain.
You! Back here, man! Ding-dongs, I'm right behind you!
Who is it?
It's the expendable crewman.
What's he doing off his post?
I can take you all on. Come on, rush me, all of you.
How dare you challenge us?
Are you implying that you guys would even be a challenge for me?
Get here!
Look, the expendable crewman has lured the ding-dongs away so that we can escape down that open hallway.
Let's go.
That's an incredible story, Captain.
Yes, it is. So, all's well that ends well, I guess. We all got back to the ship alive. That's the important thing.
You mean except for the expendable crewman?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess we left him behind, didn't we? We're not running low on expendable crewmen, are we?
I don't think so.
Good.
Captain!
The expendable crewman!
How did you get out of there alive?
I took them all on.
You what?
Well, I've been working out.
You fought off all those men to save me?
I sure did, Princess.
You're very brave.
Thank you.
And very strong.
Thank you.
And very...
Oh, give me a break.
You think you might want to go to a movie sometime?
I'd love to.
Hold it. Come on, Princess. You're making a date with an expendable crewman. You're supposed to fall in love with me.
If I relied on you, I'd still be stuck with the ding-dongs. Come on, expendable. We've got a date.
You know, I was thinking maybe after the movie, we can go covet some of my neighbor's oxen.
That sounds great.
My temptation to... Hey, he's no expendable crewman. He's a ding-dong. Scripture phaser's Croc.
Wait, I was just kidding.
Exodus 20:17. Thou shalt not covet.
Whoa!
The war has just begun, Captain.
Captain, you saved me.
That's right. Now embrace me and call me your hero like you're supposed to.
Oh, Captain.
Captain, I don't want to bother you, but we have strange new worlds to explore.
You're right, Croc. We don't have time for this. There's places to go, people to rescue, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Zuzu, let's go somewhere.
Where, Captain?
Over there.
Now, obviously, you don't have scripture phasers or 119 operators or Bible-carrying dogs. So what are you going to do when you have a problem and you need God's word to help you? What would happen if you had someone trying to teach you things about the Bible that were wrong, or you had a problem and you didn't know the right thing to do, or you needed to tell someone about Jesus and you didn't have a Bible with you? The answer can be found in Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. We need to know God's word by heart. That's why it's so important to memorize verses. Next time a Sunday school teacher or your mom and dad want you to memorize a verse, remember that it's not just something for you to do. It's an important part of growing strong in our faith. For Kids Radio, I'm Connie Kendall, saying so long.
There are lots of ways to memorize Bible verses. One good way is to write them on index cards and put them in places where you'll see them, like the bathroom mirror, or use it as a bookmark in your school books. Another way is to get together with someone in your family or a friend and make a game out of it. Write the verse on a large sheet of paper and then cut out the words, making it into a puzzle. Then, after you put it together, remove one piece at a time. See if you can repeat the verse after each word is removed. There are many other ways to memorize verses, and once you've memorized them, the important thing is to do what they say. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. Hidden in My Heart was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
Man, that was a funny episode. Truly an Odyssey classic. And I've got Marshall Younger here, who wrote and directed that show 12 years ago. Marshall, what do you remember about that episode?
Well, in my 15 years of writing for the show, I don't think I've ever had more fun writing or directing a show. It was so much fun in the studio, too, with all the Corey Burton and Phil Lawler and Steve Bridges. They were just hilarious.
How did you come up with the idea for Hidden in My Heart?
Well, originally it was just a Star Trek parody. I don't even remember what the theme was, but I remember it was Paul McCusker who said, you know, this is funny, but it's also not funny enough to last a whole episode. And so he said, why don't you make three different things and make it a kids' radio? And I did. It was a great call.
Yeah. So you've also got the parodies of Lassie and Rescue 911 in there, which, as I would imagine, a reason that adults find this as enjoyable over the years as kids do.
Yeah, well, it's funny how kids still seem to enjoy it, even though most of the references and most of the jokes are 30 years old. You know, that went how long ago did that show go off the air, Star Trek? But and the same thing with Lassie. Lassie's sort of a universal joke, though. You've got a dog that can communicate, you know, in weird ways. The Rescue 911 stuff, you know, that's not such an iconic show that everybody will remember it. So I don't know if that's going to hold up, but you know, at least the experience of calling 911 might, I guess.
Well, it's pretty obvious you watched some Star Trek growing up.
Oh, my dad was a big fan, and there's just so much in there that you can make fun of. It's just so ripe for sarcasm.
Oh, I love the way the captain keeps running into the doors.
Well, you know, that was Bob Luttrell's idea. Bob Luttrell was our engineer that day, and he came in the morning and said that he had noticed in the script that the captain kept having a lot of entrances and exits. And so he said, well, let's make fun of the doors in Star Trek. Because you remember they went up.
Right.
And it was like automatic doors, and they were so cool. And we thought, well, what if for some reason the captain couldn't make them work? And so I thought that was a really funny idea, so we made it a running joke.
Yeah, and the expendable crewman, I love that one too. Now, something else I noticed in there, you guys traditionally at Odyssey have had an affection for It's a Wonderful Life, the movie. Of course, the Barkley family,
right.
named after them. And I couldn't help but notice that the character of Sulu was renamed Zuzu. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, we just kind of played with all the names, and I don't know if they were funny or not, but Sulu became Zuzu, and Zuzu is the little girl in It's a Wonderful Life. The funny thing about Zuzu is that, you know, we handed out these parts in the studio to these three guys, Corey Burton, Steve Bridges, and Phil Lawler, and we didn't know that they could do any of these voices, really. And so when we came to that line where Sulu comes in, or Zuzu comes in, Steve Bridges does this dead-on Sulu, and he goes, yes, Captain. And it was just so funny. The show was so lifted by the acting that it's really pleasing to listen to it now.
Well, the writing's a lot of fun, too. And I notice with all the laughs, and there's a lot of humor here, Hidden in My Heart really does get across an important message, doesn't it?
That's right. Scripture memorization. I'd noticed that most kids have a hard time getting motivated to memorize scripture. And I thought this might be a fun way to get that message across.
Oh, thanks, Marshall. You can find Hidden in My Heart, along with 35 other favorite shows, in Adventures in Odyssey's Platinum Collection. Well, that's all for this time. You've been listening to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. That's WHITSEND.org/podcast. Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob, and remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.